Why does someone with cheeks that chubby have a face that hurts? I'm pissed at you, that's why. Oh, fuck you. You know I get attached. You've barely talked to me this week. Then suddenly you tell me to come out here today like I'm going to drop everything just because you demanded it. Only reason I'm here is because I wanted to slap you. No, don't hug me. Oh, you fucking suck. Just tell me the truth. Did you feel anything the other day, or was it just, you know, a bit of fun? Something you'd like to explore? Well, communicate better, asshole. You know as well as I do, I don't really just screw around. You want me to screw around? That is not what I was hoping you'd say. Where are we going? What do you mean we can talk while I get dressed? Look, just tell me you're not trying to deflect the conversation away and... I still don't believe you. We are still having this conversation right now, right? I'm sorry for slapping you. I should have bugged you about my feelings earlier. Where did that vampire fang tattoo come from? Oh, shit. What are you doing? There are people right outside. Oh, shit. Fuck. Fuck. You're so fucking hard already. Lift my leg. Fuck. Oh, fuck. How can you slip it in like that when I want to be mad at you? Fuck. They know exactly what is happening as you pound me against the door. What are you doing? Oh, shit. Don't drop me. Don't fucking drop me. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Shit. Don't come in me. Don't come in me. I can't come unless you come first, though. I can't. Shit. Oh, fuck her. Don't come at me. Yes, I don't want you dripping down my leg right now. Here. I still want to take my time with this. Just hurry up and come in my mouth. No. Oh, shit. Help me up. Bring me to that chair. I can barely walk. Where are we? I don't understand. A photo shoot for the podcast. How much money is this thing costing? Because I don't have the... We have a sponsor for the startup costs? Oh, this is what you've been busy working on this week? Crap. I didn't expect it to get this serious this quickly. Like you and me, haha, very funny. What is going on? Photos for the website and podcast. Some of this is okay. I know you picked this because of that photo at the lake, you know, back when we were teenagers. I wore the shit out of these overalls. However, I can't wear this thing. What do you mean I will? Oh, you fucking suck. Stockings and heels too? See, I'm glad I didn't have you come in me. You know I hate stockings and I can barely walk in heels, but... Well, it would suck a lot more if I was leaking. What do I wear first? Okay, well, at least we can delay the fancy stuff. This clothing is mine? I mean, I can see some things I'll get use of multiple times, but some of these things, like this silky green dress, no, I don't see. I'm wearing it tonight when we go out on our date. I'm fucking torturing you when I pick because it is the last thing we're shooting. We're going fucking hiking, city boy. Okay, I'm done. The crop top under the overalls is rather short. Hi, I'm Juniper. Glad to meet you. I've never modeled, so don't be mad if I screw up. Thank you. Just act coy and shy? My face isn't going to be in this material, is it? Cropped out? Okay, who's choosing the shots? Okay. If it's just you and me choosing the shots and not some sponsor, I feel way better about it. Now, what is this about me screwing around? What, I need more experiences? Shouldn't I have enough experiences in my life? Oh, I need more? I mean, I've done a lot. How do... No, I don't know what that is. Wait. Oh, people do that? Huh. Weird, but I try it. No. Oh, whoa. But that sounds amazing if done safely. A lot of testing would really need to be done. Yeah, I know what a spit roast is. I've cooked pigs over a fire before. Oh. Oh. Oh, okay. So maybe I'm not a completely worldly sexual woman. Wait, you don't just expect me to go and hoe myself out to anyone that wants me. You're not going to give me a list of things that I have to do because... Just go out on dates, and if I'm okay about things, do it? I mean, okay, I don't mean to be a double standard, but I wouldn't really be okay with you doing that. What exactly are we? Okay, I'll live with that for now. You know, if you weren't my best friend already, I would not ever agree to this shit. I know you're not going to try to hurt me, but I've been hurt. Just don't think I'm going to run out and fuck anything that moves. Oh, we're done? Wardrobe change? Ugh, do I have to wear that? You better have a pair of flats, because if I'm wearing that out, I am not going to be tripping and falling in some heels. Oh, the heels are for aesthetic, and I don't have to walk in them? Yes. I am going to strangle you with the stockings later, though. No, you don't have to follow me in here. Keep it professional, mister. Shit. Oh, I didn't put them back on. You know I don't wear panties when I wear overalls like this. Oh, fuck your fingers. Always? Fuck. Why didn't you do that back then? Yes, I would probably have beaten you up, and I did tease boys a lot, but your fingers feel so fucking good. Fuck, why are you doing this? To feel extra sexy? Fuck you and your one-and-done cock. I'm so tying you up tonight with those stockings, and I'm never wearing them again. I'm going to tease and torture the fuck out of you and deny you release. You better be back to one when we get there. Oh no, we're going to my place tonight because I have a 4-poster bed to keep you tied up. Fuck. Keep doing that. Don't you dare stop. Don't. Oh, don't you dare fucking stop. This is going to hurt again. I'm going to have to bite your shoulder. I taste good on your fingers. Okay, get out of here. If I have to wear that sexy green dress. What is that? A mic? Why? We're recording again? But it's not just you. Other people are here to listen. Ugh, fine. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. I'm just going to be posing in and around this chair and desk. Thank you. What are we talking about now? My virginity? Anal? Swinging? The look on your face when I said the last one, that was worth it. Seriously, though, what's the subject? No, I'm not going to do it that way. Because that's insulting. The smallest cock I've been with sounds like you're just looking to hear insults fly around, and it makes you sound cocky. You, as a co-host, probably won't work if you're going to be like this. You're not going to be my co-host? Who then? Oh, so I'm going to have to tell these stories and be questioned by a total stranger? Okay, you can be my co-host then. Oh, you are sexy enough, just like any cock is sexy enough. Some of my favorite experiences overall were with guys that had small cocks. How would I define small? Less than 5 inches. If the average is around 5, small is less than 5. So, let me think. If this is going to go on the air, censor the name, all right? Okay, remember about 6 months ago, I dated that guy Graham? Yeah, him. 6 feet tall. He had some Nordic-looking features. Addicted to CrossFit. That's why we didn't work out. Sometimes he was just a little too into CrossFit. Yeah, he had a self-admitted gym addiction. Oh, gosh, you made me come. Fuck, you didn't even get me out of my clothes. I haven't been kissed and dry-humped coming in forever. Fuck, I got a wet spot in my jeans because of you. Let me return the favor. I know you didn't jizz in your pants. What's wrong? You just jumped back like a frog jumping off a hot rock. Look, you can tell me I want this. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You just made me feel like such a woman without even taking off my clothes. The least I can do is give you a hand job. Okay. I'm not going to force it on you, but, if we're going to keep dating, I'm going to need to see your cock at some point, you know? Please, let me make you feel as good as you made me feel. How can I make you feel better? I know. Just let me touch you, okay? Don't worry, we won't do anything you don't want to do. Dude, your calf muscles are so hard. Are you tense because I'm in between your legs, or are you always like this? You, my friend, are in desperate need of a professional deep tissue massage. Relax. I'm just rubbing your thighs now. Does it feel good? Maybe that's what we can do next week. We can go have a nice couples massage. How does that sound? I like that groan. No, we aren't a couple yet, but I do like you enough to do that. It would be fun and relaxing. Now, do I have permission to pull your pants down? Thank you. Can I touch it? I don't care about that. It's your cock, and I want to touch it. I want to feel it. Oh, no. I am not. Nope, I'm not going to say how big it was. Excuse me, can you point the camera down for a moment and turn your head, sir? This big. Yes, I said that big. Again, I like all sizes of cock. They all have their benefits, and in his case... I couldn't help it. As soon as I started to hold it, you started leaking pre-cum, and I love that. Here, stand up. Grab my head and fuck my face. Don't give me that look. Just give my face the hardest pounding you've ever given someone. Use my face for your personal pleasure. Do you like it when I do this with my mouth? No. Imagine that happening the whole entire time you're fucking my face. I can concentrate on your pleasure without having to worry about gagging or choking. You'll be fucking my lips and my tongue and my mouth and... That's it. Do it harder, faster. I'll keep your balls slapping my chin. Where do you want to come? In my mouth? On my face? I'll keep my mouth open. Shoot it in my mouth. Go ahead. Come for me. Come for me. Yeah, the sex was good. It wasn't mind-blowing, but I got my nut. Yes, I'm allowed to say that in regards to getting an orgasm. I had to be extremely vigorous on top for both of us, as he claimed that he had problems with his size. And you know something? That takes balls to admit that you can't do something in bed. It's just good communication.
Tell me you can get it up again. Where's your bedroom? Do you have condoms? I want to feel this inside of me.
I'm only going to answer that because I can tell that you're not joking. When he mentioned his gym addiction, I asked him if steroids were involved. He firmly denied it, and I believe him. It's sad, really, though, because he was a sweet guy. But just because you don't have a porn star cock doesn't mean that as a woman it can't be appreciated. Why didn't we work out? I told you, his gym addiction. He actually had a terrible time at the couples massage because it made him feel weak when he worked out. He proposed we have a leg day date, and I decided he was just too much of a gym rat for me. We split amicably, but if he'd asked for a booty call and I wasn't seeing anyone, yeah, I would have done it. Is there such a thing as a penis being too small? I personally couldn't tell you that. Graham was the smallest I've been with, and I was still able to do a lot with him. I'd have to actually experience something smaller to figure that out. Like I said, I've had a lot of great experiences with small cocks, so it doesn't matter. We're done? Great. Let me change. Crap. Okay, so I am going to be holding on to you whenever I have to walk. I hate these fucking heels and the stockings rub funny in them. This better be the best goddamn dinner in... Oh, there. Okay, yeah, that jazz club is fancy. I swear, though, if I break my ankle, you're going to pay my hospital bills. Coming up on the next episode of Juniper's Branching Out. V, I'm surprised you were cool with me being your co-host with my pending assault charge. Pending assault? What? Look, when you tell someone, if you call me Tori again, I'm going to stab you for all the times you called me Tori. Yeah, you shouldn't chance things.